The prairies of the Great Plains evolved with animals grazing. Crop farmers have an opportunity each autumn to put that piece back into their systems by allowing grazing of crop residues after harvest. Soil health technician Dave Olila with the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition believes grazing livestock on crop residues and cover crops provides dual benefits as livestock producers obtain low-cost nutrition for their herds. At the same time, farmers generate revenue while feeding their soil.
Remember, 80% of what goes in the cow goes out the back end of a cow. So we're cycling those nutrients right back to the soil and at the same time adding red meat and condition to our livestock.
Olila advises managing residue and cover crop grazing by allocating only portions of a field to livestock at one time.
If you can manage what you allocate and how much the livestock remove during that grazing period, you can ensure that you leave enough residue to feed the livestock in the soil, and that being the biology, and at the same time preventing wind and water erosion as well as keeping the moisture where it should be.
Corn stalks and other crop residues provide adequate nutrition for most cows in mid-gestation. However, cover crops can be much higher in quality and are well designed for growing livestock. Olila reports the South Dakota Grazing Exchange is a website designed to connect livestock producers and those with available cropland or forage to graze. This free interactive website is available at sdgrazingexchange.com. He says integrating livestock with cropping systems is a key step for increasing overall soil health. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition.